In an emotional address to staff at UN headquarters in New York, Mr. Ban described the scene of devastation at the UN compound in Algiers and his meetings with survivors and the families of victims. He says many family members pleaded with him to do more to fight terrorism. The Secretary General says he will redouble his efforts to get UN counterterrorism strategies implemented and to strengthen global staff security.
Above all, the experience strengthened my resolve to do everything in my power to improve the security of our staff. I will soon present a proposal for a review of UN security worldwide. I will ask the government to act on their obligations under General Assembly Resolution 59-276, which spells out that the primary responsibility for ensuring the safety and security of the United Nations staff and premises rests with the host country.
A North African branch of Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the bombings, calling the UN a slave of France and the United States. Mr. Ban says the United Nations must do a better job of explaining its role in the world.
We must do even better in explaining to the public and the media the role of the United Nations wherever we operate, why we are there, what we do, and what we stand for, and what we don't. We must make clear we are not there to represent the interests of any one group of nations. We must make clear that we are there to clear minds, build schools, run clinics, advance the rule of law, help protect the environment, and help protect human rights. In short, to build better lives for the men, women, and children we exist to serve.
The Secretary General returned with the flag that flew outside UN House in Algiers. He said it will be displayed at UN headquarters in New York as a reminder of the sacrifices United Nations staffers make working for peace. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.